Raindrops are falling on my head. And just like the
easy listening Saturday morning in the garden with Rosie on the house. Good morning, y'all. Those raindrops are falling on my head and they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun.
And we're going to start out in Peoria.
We'll do us some talking with Gary.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I have a 20-foot, I should say had, a 20-foot beautiful blue Palo Verde in my backyard. And last September, we had that big storm. The wind knocked the middle part of it over about 12 feet from the ground, a big, 12, 15-foot limb. And what I had left was a Y-shaped Palo Verde tree, very wide Y-shaped Palo Verde tree. A local landscaper lives in a neighborhood, said I should cut the two ends down and let it start from scratch because it would grow like a weed. And I have that. It looks like heck, but should I just keep going and take it all down, or do you think it'll come back?
Well, what's going to happen if you've headed back these two large limbs? You know, that's going to put out all kinds of new growth from those, but it's going to be, you know, this mass of little tiny branches coming out of these great big limbs. You're never going to have the tree you had. It's going to be a mess, frankly. I think the integrity of the tree and the look of the tree is probably pretty much destroyed. Not that it wouldn't grow back and give you shade and be a big dense tree, but it's just gonna be a big bush sitting on top of a big trunk. So, you know, it's up to you and the look you want, but it'll take a long time and a lot of work to try and go in and thin out those limbs and branches and make it look right. When you could probably plant a new, you know, hybrid Palo Verde or a Palo Brea or a Mesquite or something, you know, in just a few years have a pretty nice tree.
Well, now that I heard the listener earlier on your show, they have this stuff that I can put on it and it'll take the stump away?
Well, there is a product you can put. You know, you cut them down and then normally just stump grinding, and probably on a blue Palo Verde, just grinding the stump would keep it from coming back. But there is a, you know, there are some products you can put right on the exposed or the freshly cut or ground stump that will, you know, keep it from resprouting. Doesn't necessarily make that go away. Doesn't rot it. You know, time and water and moisture and, you know, that will make that go away. And usually you can grind them down pretty good so that, you know, it's just a pile of mulch there and you just kind of cover it over with the existing soil. If you want to plant another tree, you got to move it over just a little bit.
We appreciate the call. There you go. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Let's bring Dave into the conversation.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I have a hibiscus that it's in a shaded courtyard, and it's growing fine, but the since the leaves mature, they turn yellow and fall off.
Well, hibiscus are hungry little critters. They're kind of like a rose bush. They need to be fed pretty regularly. So that yellowing is more than likely just lack of nitrogen. You know, especially this time of year, we get a lot of yellowing on all of the real subtropical and tropical plants as they start going into spring and wanting to bloom and put on new growth. Some of that yellowing is normal. You'll see orchid trees and citrus and hibiscus. And here pretty quick, even oleanders will start sloughing lots of foliage and turning yellow. So a little bit is normal, but if it's doing it all the time, then you just need to fertilize more regularly.
Okay. What kind of fertilizer? I mean, obviously nitrogen. Is there a particular?
Nitrogen, but you do want some phosphorus because it is a blooming plant. So rose food, I find, works really well on most things that bloom and you want to promote blooming. It's set up for that. It's formulated for that, and it fits perfect for hibiscus and other blooming plants as well.
Hey, we have a winner.
Oh, to the 7 o'clock contest?
Yes. We had lots of callers with the right answer, but only one first caller.
Okay.
And I'm so glad he won. His name is Gilbert. I thought Romy had written. I thought he was from Gilbert.
No, it's Gilbert Sarah.
Yeah, his name
Eloy.
Is from Gilbert, from Eloy.
Okay.
Just the nicest guy.
Thanks for your confidence.
Well, I was just, it's just because that's something I would do.
It could have been Eloy from Gilbert.
Yes.
But he's from Michigan, spent 39 years in the automaker industry, and he says it's much easier to shovel sunshine than shovel snow.
Amen.
And when I asked him if he likes, you know, living here, he said, I asked him if he liked the 7 o'clock hour. He said he gets up early just to listen.
Well, fantastic. And he wanted the Phoenix Sun, Oklahoma City Thunder, March 29th.
That's right.
You'll enjoy it, Gilbert. Again, it's row 12, baby. A good seats with a parking pass.
When I told him, I said, I don't have the tickets in front of me. I don't know what time the game is. He said, I'm retired. It doesn't matter. I've got all day.
6 p.m. Retired in Eloy.
Well, from Eloy, you can come make a whole day of it.
That's right.
And stay tuned. We have 3 more sets of tickets. 1 more Suns tickets and 2 sets of Coyotes tickets we'll be giving away throughout the broadcast. We're not going to be able to sneak in another call here, but until after the news. But if you've got a question, we do have an open line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Christine wants to talk about hollyhocks. Tim wants to talk about square foot gardening. And you, call in.